So began almost 3 years of terror for the people of the area known as Gévaudan, a region in southern France in what is now Lozère. An unknown creature stalked the peaceful French countryside, attacking more than 300 people and killing more than 100. Mainly it attacked women and children, avoiding men, and particularly groups of men. No one knew what it was. It was much too big to be a wolf, and it didn't resemble any form of known animal. It seemed impervious to bullets or poison, and seemed somehow to know where and when hunters were waiting for it. We now know as much as we do about this creature because of one man, François Morenas, creator and editor of the newspaper Courrier d'Avignon. Up to this time, newspapers had mainly reported on wars and political events. However, in 1764, France was not involved in any wars, and the king had specifically banned political reporting. Desperate to maintain sales, Morenas began to report on what he called everyday events in his newspaper. To his surprise, he found that this was very popular with his readers, especially when he reported on violent, sensational, and/or criminal stories. It didn't take long for the Courrier d'Avignon to begin publishing lurid reports describing the exploits of what became known as La Bête du Gévaudan, the Beast of Gévaudan. Morenas' newspaper and the other popular French press of the day spent a huge amount of time speculating on what the creature might be and on describing efforts to trap or kill it. Terror of the creature meant that no one was willing to work in the fields or pastures of Gévaudan except in bands with armed guards. In response, the government sent a detachment of dragoons to search for the beast, but though they roamed the area for 6 weeks and saw no sign of it. A reward of 1,000 crowns, roughly equivalent to 1 year's salary for a working man, was offered to anyone who could kill the beast, but though more than 600 wolves were killed, no one claimed the reward. Part of the problem was that no one knew what type of creature it was. The one thing that everyone who had seen it agreed upon was that it was nothing like anything they had seen before. Most agreed that it was very large, certainly much larger than any wolf. It had a huge head and fearsome teeth, and though it normally walked on 4 legs, it also seemed to be capable of standing on 2 when it chose. It could leap prodigious distances when attacking. One measurement of its paw prints after an attack showed that it had covered almost 30 feet in a single bound as it sprang upon a young girl before tearing her to pieces. Many described the beast as having shaggy red hair and a long, curved tail with a tuft on the end which dragged on the ground as it walked. The creature was also shot on several occasions, but seemed able to ignore these injuries. Wolves usually died after being hit by a single shot. For example, the 3 Chaumet brothers, all experienced in hunting and killing wolves, spotted the beast as it hid, watching a young boy who was herding sheep. Armed with guns, they issued forth in pursuit of the animal, which fled at their approach. The youngest overtook it in the forest and put a ball into it at 67 paces. It rolled over 3 times, which enabled the elder Chaumet to put in another ball, on which it fled and escaped, losing blood in great quantities. The 3 men were adamant that the creature, whatever it was not a wolf. They hoped that they had fatally wounded the creature and followed its blood trail for some distance in the forest, but were unable to find it. The next day, it attacked and killed a 13-year-old girl in an adjacent village, seemingly none the worse for being shot twice.